Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories to the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five Jams in a Trench Coat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 5GMs Presents The Gate to the Old World. I am Adam. I will be your GM today. We are going to be playing Dreams and Machines from Modiphius. It is a kind of post-apocalyptic off-worlds game. We have our cast here today where I'll start on my left-hand side, and you can go ahead and give name, and we'll do characters once we get to the introduction portion.
Hey, everybody, it's Tanner on my Adam's left today.
Oh, that was fast. Hi, I'm Kim. I'm on Tanner's left today.
Hi, I'm Sachi, and I'm virtually on Kim's left today. Is that, did I do the things? Sick.
You did it. Yeah, you did.
Powerful.
Why, hello.
I'm Jesse, and I'm to Sachi's left.
Hello, I'm Tinlin. You know me. I'm to Jesse's left, I guess.
And that was one take. We did that all in one take. You're impressed with us. So we go ahead and pan in to the humid jungles of kind of our plane right now. You guys are in between a couple of cities, and you are heading to the fringes of this jungle right where it meets a thin river. You guys hear the kind of clinking of distant metal and equipment from other people making the same trek you all are. And you guys slowly kind of slough through and chop through the weeds and vines and dense leaves of said jungle while squelching through the soft underfoot mud and brush, right? And along that way, I think we kind of break through the tree line before any of you four do, and we see a boat. And Sachi, could you go ahead and introduce your character and your boat to us, please?
Yeah, welcome to the shiitake mushroom, which was not named in a panic when I wanted to cuss instead. It is manned and captained by Hiromi, no last name. She's like Madonna, but like not at all a white woman of East Asian descent. Her name is Hiromi. And she's just running around her ship right now in her normal like layered clothing with pretty lights that serve no technical purpose other than being shiny and making a noise if you click them. And she's probably really happy and excited right now, but also frantic because she has guests. And she's not good at that.
Yes, exactly. And so as our guests arrive, I believe our two more responsible guests will probably be arriving first. They're a little older and a little more on top of their general day-to-days. And you guys, like I said, are kind of pushing through this jungle. And there's bits of it almost as if everything has grown over, and there's a moment where it seems like nothing's ever happened on this land, and there's moments where you see or hear bits of hollow metal underfoot, reminding you of a war not too long ago. And I think you guys kind of tentatively step over and step between certain things, nervous and hesitant of possibly activating a waker or something of that sort. It's not uncommon, but it's not incredibly common, but it is a nerve-wracking endeavor to trek on foot. Mm-hmm. And you guys break through the tree line and go ahead and describe and introduce yourselves. You can start with whoever wants to start.
All right. So I'm Jesse, and I'm playing Roland Wayfinder. So he's a spear, so he carries an electro spear that has been passed down to him from his like little group. And his most of their spears are usually fairly decorated, but since he's a wayfinder, that's the name of his spear, and that's why he's named that. His is fairly plain because his is meant to be a bit more utilitarian. Okay. Because he's an explorer. And he's pretty simply dressed. He has a cloak that has a digital pattern on it to help him hide from the machines. And he just kind of wears like a black tactical vest, a gray shirt underneath, black combat pants, and black boots because he's about striking in the shadows and hitting them hard. So he's very... very relatively plain, but that's kind of like how he likes it.
Fantastic. Yeah, and I think maybe you're even guiding the way a bit. One, you're a wayfinder, but two, your ability and your know-how to deal with things such as wakers makes you a little more competent in avoiding rousing a waker if there may be a decommissioned bot of sorts asleep in this jungle. You would recognize how to maintain its decommissioned status. And the person you're guiding and walking alongside is?
Hi, I'm Kim. I'm playing Kazuko Omura. I think behind Roland, you see her very tactfully kind of scanning around the area and looking for what's going on, but mostly watching Roland's body language because she's not very adept with tech. And so she's depending on somebody who fights tech or, like, you know, is more of a fighter and more alert in that sense. And if you were to look at her, she has a more like rounded face. She has like a shaggy mullet almost, sort of, and she's also wears like fairly simpler clothes, nothing crazier. The most notable thing I think you'd see would be her what are they called, gilf cloaks, which help also very much like Roland's hide from tech and that sort of thing. And then she's got high boots because when she has to trek out in these sort of places, she makes sure she has that. And yeah, also a lot of earth tones to try to blend in with the surroundings as well. And yeah, you just see her trying to follow Roland's footsteps. Kind of like that sort of thing where it's like if there's like a trap, you like follow exactly mm-hmm. in the same like footsteps and that sort of thing. So she's like stepping in those exact same footsteps and that sort of thing too.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you two kind of, like I said, you break to the edge of this river and you see the shiitake mushroom, not named in haste whatsoever, kind of awaiting you. And you hear like the cluttering and clanking of someone rapidly cleaning up because they invited someone over but have been in a stupor and have not cleaned recently. And alongside that, I think you hear the perhaps... I think maybe Roland hears the like soft squelching of foots or jungle underfoot, not off in the distance far behind you, but somewhat behind you, and following up just behind, kind of meeting at a similar time, are you two. Would you like to introduce yourself?
So I'm playing, his name is Locke Zefferson. He's young. He's probably around like 18, like 19. So he's a kid. He's kind of small, a little on the lean side, maybe like 5'8", 5'9". He's like wearing techie scavenger clothes, you know, and like earth tones. So like,
whoa, that's so unique. And dude,
no,
rip from anybody.
I feel really special and unique.
I feel like tonally, everyone here is very different.
You guys. He also has a cloak, but mine can like do a little invisibility thing, so it's better than your guys's, right?
Right? That's exactly what mine does.
Yeah, I was like, mine helps me from like invisibility from machines, my guy.
Nah, in general, invisibility. It's better than yours, Kim. Whatever.
Okay.
You guys are so silly.
Okay.
Yeah, he has like dark, unkempt hair, and he's yawning right now. And he looks over to his friend and he says, you didn't tell us, you never said exactly who's we were going to hang out with today, whose boat we were going to. Who was that again?
I thought you knew. Dude, I've been following you for like a half hour.
Wait, what?
Are you serious?
You're kidding, right? This is
no.
a joke?
The person who's talking is Solo Greenway, who is sort of short and stocky, little lady who just kind of like looks like a mechanic. Just a lesbian mechanic. That's really all it is. Like, with these, like, big baggy coveralls that are tied around her waist and, like, a obnoxious tool belt. Walking. Yeah, I don't know. I thought we were... I don't know, man. We were gonna go meet some people.
As you guys are on the fringes of an argument, I think you guys... also hear the clinking of a rapidly cleaning boat and are able to kind of push through the brush into this onto like the like small beach of a long river, and you see the shiitake mushroom docked, and you also see the other two individuals who I believe you guys are all like somewhat familiar with each other. You've all met each other at times, but this may or may not be the first job or kind of thing you guys are on together. What would the four of you like to do while the shiitake mushroom is being cleaned?
I narrow my eyes when I see the boat, and I just mutter, Hiromi. That's all. Yes. I mean, and then I just get a little grumpy.
I think Sola like nudges you. It's like, chill out, dude. Like,
I cross my arms under my cloak.
We're friends.
Whatever.
Okay.
I just kind of look at you and I'm like, so are we good to go?
Oh, with this team, I'm not sure. Let's make sure that the captain courted, had a good course, has a good course, and...
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, seeing two teenagers come out of, like, the jungle is like, shit.
Fuck.
Sachi, what does the shiitake mushroom look like?
I feel like it's not a big bow whatsoever. it's definitely going to be a cozy ride. Hope you like each other. It's think like an old fishing boat, but longer. It's like, you know, mixing a traditional, like, longer, tiny wooden long fishing boat. You know, like the ones there, they have the birds fish for them. But make it slightly bigger. And a little bit Western, but not really. And also a mess. It's covered in paint. It has like a lot of character. And also, like, her clothing has just some flashing lights that definitely don't do anything. But you think they do. But once you like look up and like up close, it's like, oh, that's just pretty. That serves no purpose, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an aesthetical nightmare of technical, and I just wanted to make it pretty, and it's like it's clashing real hard.
Roland, do those lights mean anything?
I kind of poke him with my staff. I don't think so.
Okay.
Hey, if you break that, you will have to pay me.
Sure.
On the verge of tears, you will have to pay me.
I'm going to Kazuka, be like, we may have to use them as bait.
So if
shit starts going down, we may just need to abandon them.
Oh, I don't want to do that, Roland.
So a quick interjection. I do have a question. Which one of this group would have the most information about what you guys? You all have somewhat a semblance of information, right? Some kind of knowledge on what it is. Who would have had the most interaction with some kind of informant?
Probably Kim.
And probably be my character.
Alrighty. So you are aware that you need to go, so kind of an easier trek to make by river specifically. And it is just, so you'll take from where you are, which I would say is kind of closer to the coast of the Kajlarga Ocean. You guys kind of go inwards and you will end up in this area kind of between Pan Corbo and Little Amazon. In these two places, there is a small outpost referred to as Torrens, and that is where you are supposed to meet up with Nat, your informant, who's been giving you a bit of information, who has sort of been spreading this rumor of sorts around.
Yeah, I'd probably go up to Hiromi and tell her. Would I have like a map?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they would definitely, especially of this area. I figure the lot of you kind of stay relatively between like Little Amazon to probably like the lowlands. Like that's your guys' general area of like existence, and then kind of anywhere beyond that. But past that, it tends to get a little more hostile.
Okay. And then, do I know exactly what the rumor is?
So here's my question for you then.
Okay.
Are you doing this for yourself, or are you doing this for someone who's hired you?
I think that she's been mostly doing this work for herself.
Okay. Then yes, you do know what the rumor is. There's a rumor that apparently there is a kind of shut down but usable gate to the old world. As you guys would know, kind of offhandedly, I think some of you have heard here or there. I mean, you guys have been on this planet for a very long time. But humans were once from Earth, and that planet had a large gate that crumbled or was closed at a point. A lot of different conflicting stories and points of view. You guys managed on your own. There was a war at some point. Lots of tech advancements occurred, but I think conceptually the place where everything was from would be inherently more advanced if you think about it in that capacity, right? Like they were however far ahead already, And now they've been doing that for however long. And so there's been rumors of how lucrative gaining access to a warp gate back to Earth would be.
Okay, cool. I would have probably told Roland that on our way, on our trek here, of what we're doing and finding. So you would probably be the second, and you would know exactly the same information as I do. And also, I've been having Roland come along on these little, like, research missions mm-hmm. and things with me. So I feel like Roland would be kind of familiar to what we've been doing.
Okay.
And, yeah, so if I have, like, a little map and, like, I know where we're going,
yeah.
I'll probably go to Hiromi first. I don't know what she's doing right now.
I think she's just staring at Roland, like, poking her lights. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's also like hitting some parts to make sure the structural integrity is good and pushing buttons.
Listen, this baby will get us where it needs to go, but if you break it, I can't do anything. And I'll cry.
I'm gonna like hit a part and then my staff's gonna go through. I'm like, I don't know.
You just broke my mushroom.
No, this is falling apart. Kazuko, is this really your first choice?
I apologize
is this one?
For my friend here. I don't know why he's poking holes in your boat, Roland.
He's kind of like
boat is
ruining
a strong word
the
for
vibe
this.
Of this haven that I have created.
I can
on
see,
the water.
Yeah. Maybe let's stop poking holes in our mode
You're
of transportation.
You're ruining my whimsy and fun, and like that's not gonna go far for us on this journey if you keep doing that. I'll be real with you.
And like, okay, and he goes and he pushes one of the lights and it makes one of those like pew, like a toy ray gun. He's like, this is cool. He starts pushing it for fun.
I think definitely because like I mean we came from Earth originally. There's definitely like old like LEDs from like different like you know. Like kids toys, like there's definitely like a fire truck light, but the fire truck is gone. It's just the light section like a, like on like a stick somewhere, and it's just going wee woo for no reason other than I wanted it to.
What is the life vest situation on the ship?
There's none.
That seems like an important safety.
Well, we are going that far, right?
Yeah, you're not going it's a couple miles upriver.
Oh, okay.
Listen, if you can't swim, that's not my problem. So
I mean, it's just basic safety. I mean, we don't know what's gonna happen. We got all this gear. All
right, you're like... not my dad. All right, so you know, I think I'm good.
Sorry, I enjoy living.
You're about to. Ooh. Ooh, you might not be for long. Where's the other people? Okay, I think this is gonna be great.
Yeah, I also
one
think
out of two of you so far.
I think this is also going to be great, Roland. Okay. I give you a stern look. Hello.
Roland, Kazuko, Hiromi. I guess we're working with you.
We're bringing a child.
I suppose so, if you said that we're working together. I didn't realize
Salone
that...
Salone and I had a long conversation as we walked up to this boat. One of us probably planned this, but we don't know which one, to be honest with you.
I planned it. I was
That makes
funny.
Sense, because I don't think Locke can read.
Fuck.
You guys
are
so good.
I didn't realize it was you two who they were... coming along.
Yeah, I like to think that Hiromi like gave me like a tip while I was like buying something off of her, like, oh, we're like gonna do this fucking thing, like you should join, like if that's okay, if that makes sense for you.
Yeah, no like this thing I'm selling you right now, don't know what it does. It's real pretty though, but I heard there's really like fun cool stuff at this one thing if you want to come. Like this is like a, like last week, so like I'm not surprised you're here.
This is why,
but
you're my favorite seller.
Lockett's like ooh, a child.
Yeah. Hiromi gave me a tip, said something cool's going on.
So where are we going?
Jesus,
I'm about to push this kid off my boat if he don't
so quickly
don't chill
so quickly. The dog piling
boat has a hole in it.
That
I could fix that.
It wasn't there when I woke up today, so
it's cool. I get it.
Yeah,
you're gonna try to fix a hole in a boat.
I have supplies.
Roll it.
Roll it.
Yeah, you want to do the first. Yeah, like, you, listen, yeah. You canonically put a hole in a boat, and now you have to try to
fix it. No, he canonically put a hole in a boat.
It's true. Yeah. He did say I put a hole in a boat.
Well, either way, it's now a you guys problem.
Yeah, we do need to fix the hole in the boat.
Like, I don't want to go anywhere with a hole in the boat.
We're going
to
get one episode in because you guys are going to drown.
Yeah.
Because we don't have life vests.
So the way it's going to work is so you're going to roll. So specifically you have like tinkering abilities, right?
Because I took the other thing, but
okay.
I think I can still do tech stuff.
Yeah, so your tech level is 5. So we'll go ahead and roll, and I'll let you use your resolve for this. So if you match your resolve or roll under your resolve, you'll succeed. If you get under your tech level, you'll critically succeed.
Okay.
How many successes does it require?
This is just going to require a single success.
So I'm just rolling one.
Yeah. You always roll two.
You always roll two. You can add more by spending stuff.
Or we can assist you.
Or they can assist you. You only need a single success for this.
Roll a one.
Slay.
I got very close to a one. I got a two.
Let's go.
So you got a critical.
A critical success. So not only can you fix the boat up a bit, what do you do to add a little more panache or power to it?
I think like while I'm tinkering, you guys are like talking or whatever, and I get real deep in my shit when I do it, and I like look over after I finish packing, I'm like, yeah, I did a really good job, and I look over at like the engine or something, like, I can get in there real quick while you guys are like focused on something else, just get my little phalanges in there for a second. It's like, all right, it's better now.
What, this is better now? You like fix my shit?
No, yeah, there's no more hole, and then I also just kind of boosted it just a little bit because it looked a little rusty on the engine, and I thought it would look better if I got rid of that and also added some booster to it.
You know what? That's great. I was told Rust Dad's character, but I think they just told me that so I felt better about being poor. So I really enjoy this, actually. This is very nice. It's shiny.
Yeah. Ooh. No, yeah, it looks really cool.
Matches the rest of the vibe you have going for your ship.
Sure.
Shiny. What, Roland?
No, nothing. I'm trying to be nice. This is looking good.
You know that? I almost believed you, so I think we're making progress.
We are getting somewhere. All right, do you guys know where we're going, or do I need to brief you?
A brief would be nice. Yeah, I need that.
Okay.
Yeah, I just kind of told her, show up, it should be fun, and kind of forgot like there was other people involved.
Yeah, and I thought Locke would be cool with it, so drag him along too.
I guess I am.
My two friends. I wanted my two friends near me.
You know, and I feel like that's not too much of an ask.
We're friends.
Well,
you get a discount now.
I thought I already had one.
Okay, well, like, they didn't need to know that.
Oh, which, sorry.
Anyways, we're headed out to Torian's. It's just down the river a little bit, which is why we're here. And we're meeting in an informant. Is it him, her, they? Nat.
Your informant's Nat.
Okay, word.
Particularly your informant's Nat.
Nat, okay. All right, so I have no idea. Yeah, we're meeting up with Nat. They gave me some information, possibly.
Oh my god, I love G-Nat.
It's just Nat.
Spelt with a G.
Spelt with a G, but the G is silent.
That's G-Nat. I don't know. They've never told me they hated it. They do not look like they love it, but they said they didn't hate it.
All right, well, if they're okay being called G-Nat, then...
They haven't complained.
Yeah, then all right. Yeah, Nat's been talking about some gate that's out of operation that goes to the old world. So, figure we'll figure out what that's all about.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Yeah.
Oh, great. That sounds fun, actually.
This guy's got some pep in his step now.
Yeah. you guys all dogpile unlock a little more for probably a couple more minutes longer than you should, and then
bully
you guys
the teenager. Yeah,
and then they need it, it's good for their brains, and then you guys take off. You kind of it's a quick trek up the river. It's only a couple of miles, so it doesn't take more than an hour.
Roland is clearly uncomfortable every time the ship makes like a creaking noise or something.
Yeah, every once in a while, can everyone go ahead and just roll me? And I believe you guys have insight, right? That's a
boy.
Everyone roll insight. So two dice, you need one success.
God damn it.
Nope.
I rolled a 3 and an 18, so I have one success.
Okay.
I rolled under it.
I got beautiful. Two successes.
Beautiful. Okay. On the successes during your guys' travels, there's a couple of moments of pause, or what I would say cause the nervousness, when you guys see kind of a long serpentine coiling body kind of going through the river alongside you guys. At no point does it ever seem to make a move or movement towards the boat, but it the frequency at which you see it and don't see it cause a bit of concern.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that though, you know it may or may not be a loci nanogram, which you guys would know is a creature that exists kind of tech. I believe that our lovely spear here would probably be incredibly hesitant at something of this sort.
Hitomi, can you activate your defenses on the ship?
Well, if you got my name correct, I could.
Fucking iconic.
Roland.
The defenses are this, and that I just click a button and it just, like, all of the lights and sounds on my boat just immediately go. So it's just a bunch of, like, toy car noises and, like little kid toy noises. And it's just blinking. You know, it's there's like a Coco Melon song playing off of the distance.
Yeah.
Coco Melon, dude.
Fuck. But yeah, so it does kind of scare whatever it is away.
For future reference, Hiromi, if you wanted me to build like some sort of defense system that's not just sound and lights, if you just got me this stuff, I wouldn't mind spending like a week or something just hanging out and building it for you.
Oh my god! We could build a new boat together. With me. No, what?
We could build a boat together.
Well, you could join in. I don't mind. I don't mind hanging out with my friends.
Two crazy things.
Plural. My friends. Plural. Both of my friends.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I would love that so much.
That sounds great. Mm. Really fun.
Yep.
Cool.
Sounds like a good bonding activity for you guys.
I mean, yay! I mean, yay. Love this.
This is great.
Yeah, and so as you guys go along, you eventually come to, there's a large, like, gate made of wooden logs that you would know is the river entrance to Toran's. There's people up front manning it. They kind of just wave you in. You guys are clearly, like, a simple shipping, like, fishing or trading vessel.
Rude.
You don't look like you have any weapons on you, aside from the spear. As you guys are waved in, you enter a small but bustling town. You know that upwards of this area, just in the same kind of areas like Pan Corbo and just outside of Little Amazon, this is one of the first places you can stop and trade goods and wares. I'm sure Hiromi frequently comes to this place and makes trades, as well as Solo, and I think Locke probably often work here as well. Yeah, I'm sure all of you have been here once or twice at least. And yeah, it is this kind of small, bustling river shanty almost town where they trade goods and wares, and you guys are able to dock your small vessel and kind of disembark into the town to go find G-Nat.
G-Unit.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the middle of the episode. Our first ad this week comes from our friend Rachel for The Circle of the Tipping Hourglass.
Time is a precious resource. You never truly know how much you have left. In an age where people pray for a few more minutes, there are a dedicated few who get the privilege of playing with the past and the present. What will they do when the chance to stop the hands from moving, the sand from falling, becomes all too real? What is the cost of remembering the truth, and is it a price they're willing to pay? The Circle of the Tipping Hourglass, a 3-episode Candela Obscura actual play series, out now and through the month of August. Follow along on YouTube and Twitch for this series and more community-built campaigns under Rachel Schumacher.
If you're a fan of Candela Obscura or you just like a little mystery and intrigue, I highly recommend you go check out The Circle of the Tipping Hourglass. Our next ad this week comes from our friends over on The Heart is a Dungeon for A Place as Beautiful as This.
A Place as Beautiful as This is a new audio drama side quest from The Heart is a Dungeon. There are no dice in this story, but there are ghosts, love, and an unleashed sincerity daring the stars to watch. Find us. You won't regret it. The way she lived her life left no room for the blade or the charm.
But someone must learn how to love in these spaces,
she sung to herself.
Someone must learn how to love in these spaces.
A Place as Beautiful as This has episodes around 10 minutes, so if you have 10 minutes to spare in your day, I highly recommend you go check out this new audio drama that The Heart is a Dungeon is putting out. You know we love our friends over here. We'll have those links in our episode description. Before we continue on with our episode, we just want to say thank you so much to Modiphius for sending us the GM's Guide and the Player's Guide for Dreams and Machines. If you're liking what you're hearing so far and you want to snag a copy of the GM's Guide and the Player's Guide, head over to our Twitter at 5GemsOfficial to find out how to enter our giveaway. The giveaway is open internationally and it starts today up until September 27th. So head to our Twitter at 5GemsOfficial and enter now. Alrighty, let's get back to the episode, shall we? Back to our regularly scheduled programming. Back to the episode.
Did Nat say where they were at, or like, is there like a little X?
Yeah, Nat generally. So Nat is a trader of goods, but those goods are stories and secrets to be told. They are specifically an information gatherer.
Yeah,
you would know them as that.
Whoa.
They what the no fuck? But they are an individual who slips in and out of most of the places that you could frequent and gathers as much information as possible. It's not always good information, but they do gather information, hence why they're sometimes referred to as a storyteller. You are able to go to like the local small tavern. It's called the Gear Trout, and it's just like this little like trout made of like shifting gears. You see it kind of rotating on the front as you walk in, and Nat's sitting down. Like he's always kind of here drinking and then trading, right? People buy him drinks pretty much to give them information.
Okay.
And you see him. He, now that you see him for, I think, the first time, like, really, really see him, because outside of that, it's mostly just, like, mailed or, like, sent information.
Yeah.
Or he has, like, a small network of, like, little rascals he sends out about.
Oh, my God, he has the newsboys.
He does, yeah. they all wear little newsy hats. they're all so poor and never wash their face. And so they have the little smudges on their face, perfect for the theater. Mm-hmm. It's very first show. Nat is sitting there minding his own business. He's a small squirrely man, with like greased hair. You can tell he probably is not unfamiliar with like relative like mechanics. Not unlike our friend Solo here. He wears these baggy overalls with no shirt underneath.
Oh, that's a stylistic choice.
So much chafing.
Incredibly high.
This man must be miserable.
Incredibly high rain boots. Like incredibly high.
Anyways.
How old does he look?
He looks to be no older than 30 and no younger than 60. So he's somewhere in that fucked up range. Because we're like, this guy could totally.
He's no older than 30. Yeah, but no younger than 60.
He's like, is this guy 25 or is this guy 70? What's going on?
I love that the fucked up range.
Yeah, no. He's the kind of guy where like his life is definitely worn down on him. He's definitely like 3 pints down. He's cooking right now, and it's early in the day.
Wow, he's a professional. I trust him.
But yeah, so you guys see him, and there's plenty of room at his table.
Yeah. I'll probably grab a drink to give him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much money that would be.
I'll say you're able to. You have like currency. You guys all have. Because
I
was like,
it only says I have 5 coin. I don't know what I'm gonna be able to do with 5.
I have 2.
No, so I'll say you can use 5 coin to get kind of everybody
for
a drink.
One?
Sorry. You can use 1 coin to get everybody a drink and everybody a meal.
Okay. I was like, if that's all I'm getting for 5 coin, never mind.
Yeah, you're able to kind of feed everybody, and then also there was like a docking fee, and they're like, we do validated. Okay, so you use 1 coin, you get everybody food, everybody drink, and you validate the docking.
God.
Yeah, so you get the drinks, you go over to Nat. Okay. Hello, how's it going?
Oh. Nat, yeah?
Yeah, oh, hey, how you doing?
Hey, I heard that you've got some information.
I have all kinds of information.
What
kind of information do you want?
I slide him over a drink and
this
a
is,
meal.
Are those all for me?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. What? Do you have a problem? I don't have time to unpack.
Do you have a problem?
Mm-hmm. A couple.
Exactly. He just fucking slams his drink back. What kind of information do you need? What are you here for? You hear about the thing?
I'm here about the thing. I give him that, like, yeah, the thing.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Wait, are we sure the thing is, like, the same thing? Or, like, is he, like, trying to sell us drugs?
I don't sell drugs. I don't do that.
Can we all speak a little louder? I can't quite hear what we're saying.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about right now.
Everyone's fucking whispering. Okay, so anyways, there's apparently, there's mm-hmm. supposed to be a warp gate, back to the old world. I have to imagine it's incredibly lucrative. People have been talking about it nonstop. I got a name from a guy who got a name telling me where to find someone with a name. So I don't know where the thing is, but I know a name from a guy who gave me a name who heard the name from another guy.
Okay.
That person knows where it is.
All right. That's a lot. That's a lot of tears. Let's just start.
Well, because I had 3 hats on at that point because I was a guy disguised as another guy.
Like literally.
Playing another guy in theater.
Like literally
I don't
3 hats?
Fit on your head.
No, not literally 3 hats. Do you think I was literally wearing 3 hats?
It's a metaphor,
I don't know what,
you guys.
I don't know what kind of guy you are.
You get metaphors?
You don't?
You read?
I'm going to go get a drink.
You already have one.
I stand up anyway. I walk away.
What's wrong with that guy?
I spent 1 coin for that.
I take that. I just assume like Locke had a drink in front of him and he walked away from it. And I'm just going to go. And that's finders keepers right there. That's mine now.
I don't notice.
Yeah,
I walk
you're
away.
Upset. You're yeah. steamed. So anyways, so for the right price. Because a lot of people want this information,
mm-hmm.
and I put it on the channels to see who would come by. Everyone's talking about it. I'll give you the name of the guy whose name I got from the other guy who knew the guy.
Mm-hmm. For
the right price.
I was waiting for you.
Which is. Oh no, we broke. Him.
Roland's gonna spill his drink on him.
Oh no, sorry.
Roland.
Oh my goodness, bud. There's some left in the cup, and he fixes the cup and finishes, but like didn't spill out. Okay, so I'll be honest with you. Right price. All the riches and stuff you get, I want to cut. If you end up in trouble, you don't say my name. If you don't end up in trouble, I get some of the goods, right? I think that's fair.
All the goods of Earth?
Yes.
I don't know if we'll have ownership over Earth.
I don't know how Earth worked, but I feel like if it follows any of the same rules here, I don't think that's how that works.
Well, first off, there's very a wide array of rules here. And you guys know that. So right now, the little bit you're doing, not very cute. Second off.
I feel like it's pretty cutesy video. Yeah, we're pretty adorable. Besides the porn.
Not even a little. Second off, having key access to the key to the port to an entire other world.
I want
to
know what that good founded you're our referring world. To.
Oh, I thought you wanted all the treasure of Earth.
Do I look like an idiot to you?
I'm just not going to say anything.
Hey, Adam, I want to get a vibe on the rest of the tavern. Because I'm not paying attention to that anymore. I'm done.
Go ahead and give me a...
Insight?
Insight, yeah.
One success.
One success. There is no one in here except the barkeep who's behind the bar and one person on the far side of the tavern by a window. One of the only window.
Yeah.
And another person who is at a... Not even a table, but is like kind of pulled up a chair and is drinking right next to the door.
Okay.
And how, what level of success did you have?
I got an 8.
And you're...
I think my insight's a 10.
Okay. So just a success, not a critical success. Okay. Yeah. So that is what you gather. It is surprisingly empty. It wasn't empty when you came in here. There are substantially less people now than when you came in.
My brow furrows. I'm going to kind of walk back over to Roland. With my hands in my pocket, my cloak over me. I'm going to lean down and whisper, hey, Roland.
Yeah?
Is it just you, or do you get a weird feel from this place?
Yeah, this place is kind of a shithole.
That's not what I meant. And then I, look around, you know?
You mean the people blocking the exits?
Are you saying that out loud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you say that, Nat's like, if you guys get me out of here, I'll tell you. I'll tell you anything you want. Get me out of here.
Wait, you know why they're blocking the exits and that's why you'll tell us if we get you out of here, or you'll give us the actual information we came here for?
I will give you the information you came here for if you get me out of here, because I'm pretty sure these guys aren't on the level. Look at them. And you kind of see them. I think upon actually observing them and observing what's going on in this room, suddenly there being less people and there's two people blocking the exits. They look like they might be maybe on par or a little under our wayfinder here. You give me Roland. Can you give me I think this is something you would maybe just know then. And it's that there are thrall or thrall spears. So people who had migrated under forever ago, underground. And had followed an AI to that capacity and have come up recently and have been causing some trouble here or there. A lot of them just work a lot like spears. They operate with spears, not unlike your people, but they are a little more on, once again, not on the level.
Mm-hmm.
They work for an AI, which doesn't really align with the spear way.
Mm-mm-mm, I don't like that.
So they match the description of a thrall, of someone you've heard of as a thrall.
Okay. I'm just going to kind of brandish my spear. And it does have the trait scary.
No, totally. So what does the trait scary do?
It just is scary looking. I think that's what it said, is that it's just scary looking. All right. People are like, whoa, that's scary.
The weapon is powerful, overkill against any but the deadliest foes, and carrying one will affect how people react to you both in and out of combat.
No, that's awesome. Okay, I'm going to roll insights for both of them. The way I'm going to give them minuses, or no, I'll give them minuses, which means that they'll get lower, which means that it's kind of their ability to recognize if they're outclassed or not. All right. So amazingly, the one of them immediately, he's the one at the door, kind of just stands up and straightens his jacket and just walks out. Because I rolled a 3 and then down to a 2 for a critical success on your brandishing this big-ass spear that has the, quote, scary tag on it.
A big-ass spear.
And the other one, though he rolled a little worse on insight, being solo and there's 5 of you kind of oh, what was that? And
oh, no, I have to go do my taxes.
Yeah, oh, I forgot. I have to pay my taxes. But you do know that they wouldn't travel alone. There's a good chance there's more of them in town. And so you now feel as though you might be on a bit of a clock. Because it's not that they're running off from you with their tails between, well, their tails between their legs for sure, but they are more than likely going to get reinforcements.
Okay. Maybe we should head back to the mushroom boat.
That sounds like a good idea.
Please, please get me out of here. Come on.
Hey, Nat, do you know any, like, back ways we could take that aren't any of the main roads?
Yeah.
I mean, look at him.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, come here. And he pushes a bar stool out of the way, and there's just like an underground opening. He's like,
of course.
We gotta go this way.
All right.
And the barkeep is like,
just sit on top of that, like, every time.
The barkeep's like, so who's gonna pay his tab?
I grab a bottle and like put it on his tab, and I jump into the hole.
Nobody, bye.
This poor business owner is like, well, all right.
I'll just leave a coin.
We just destroyed the economy of this sport.
Just like flick it onto the table and then.
Thank you. Yeah. You see him sweeping up. Yeah. Like, but yeah, so you guys quickly make it to this, like, not even, I wouldn't even say like underground. It's like going to like a basement and then leaving the basement almost immediately as you guys go back up into like a little alleyway. And you quickly make your way. I would like everyone to give me speed rolls. I want to see how efficient you guys are at getting there expeditiously. And I'll roll one for our friend. Expeditiously. Oh, and not 20. Oh, and an 8. Thank God. One success. You guys just need one success.
Oh, yeah. I got a success.
I got a 2.
My 2?
I rolled so bad.
Ah,
I also rolled
so bad. How many? We have 2 successes. Just in total, right?
I think that's correct.
There's 3 of us that have failed, and so did Nat. So I think Nat's like stumbling, and I think what happens is because you guys are so efficient at moving quickly, you guys go forward, and then you look back, and there's like they're carrying like a shipment of like logs passed through the alleyway, and so you guys get blocked off behind by the logs. So you guys are separated by logs. And I'm just going to roll a little luck roll here to see if you guys, the level of shit each group ends up in.
Who planned this city? Why would you do it like that?
The delay allows for three more individuals. None of the spears you had seen before. So not the 2 gentlemen that were in there, but they are on the far end of the alleyway where our slower group is. There's no one on the front end. Logs clear out. They have eyes on you, but you have a head start. The way we'll do it is I need 2 successes on quickness from everybody to get us to the boat. You guys have to get 2 successes before all of them get 2 successes.
Okay.
If they get 2 before you guys do, then yeah. So we're going to do it in a sequence of rolling. I'll roll all 3 of theirs first.
I have awful news. I rolled the exact same I did last time. Like the exact same.
So on their end, they have 2 successes and 1 fail so far. So one of them needs 2 successes still, and the other two need 1 success. So what do you guys do?
My quickness is high, so that's okay.
Do we all have to roll?
If you would like, we can do a team one because I know there are team rolls because you guys have the team points. So I'll allow for 2 of you to make the rolls. But they're the only 2 that get to make the rolls, and we'll use the team point that we've stored up to do this ability.
So how group momentum works is we take it the group momentum from the pool. Like a single person does.
Yes.
Got it.
But so what I'm saying is instead, we're using the group momentum to allow you 2 to roll for
got
this.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah, I got a quickness of 9.
All right. So then Jessina.
All right. All right. Let's roll. Got a nat 20 to 19, baby.
Dude, 16, 19.
Okay, so.
So we failed super bad.
So right now, you guys are all at fails. I'm going to roll for their next chunk. Okay, so the guy who has fails succeeds 1. The next guy fails both. And the next guy fails both. So all of them are on 1 success. You guys still have a chance to do it. So go ahead and back to you guys. So we're just going to kind of bounce back and forth.
I mean, I also have a quickness of 10. Wow. I've just been rolling. Shit.
I will let you swap out if you want to so we can do the other quickness of 10. I'll also say the way I'll describe this is so they kind of quickly close the gap on our slower group.
Mm-hmm.
And now what it is you guys are all kind of like ducking and jumping over stuff and kind of pushing past each other because they're trying to grab onto you. And so it's this kind of like cat and mouse, like on the heel chase of each other as you like bounce in between like the boxes and storage and trash cans that are kept out in this alleyway. You guys are almost at the end of the alley, but it's the idea is if you guys fail, they will be on you at your boat. If you guys succeed, you get to your boat before they fully get
to you. I have a question then, because as a gatherer, I have a thing where when you move, when you cross an obstacle or move through difficult terrain, reduce the momentum cost or skill test difficulty by one to a minimum of zero. Would you say that this is that?
Yes, absolutely.
Huge. Make it less hard for me.
Yeah, so
please and thank you.
So the way we'll do that, you've been rolling against your own ability for success. So you said you have a 10. So you can roll it as if you have an 11. And I'll apply that to our ally as well. So Tanner, you can roll it as if you have an 11.
Thank you. Also, Adam.
Two successes.
Thank God.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
I have an ability called Bag of Tricks. I can add plus one difficulty, so they need an extra success die.
Awesome. Okay.
So I'm going to use that.
Sounds good.
I'm going to throw some caltrops behind the slow group.
Dude, that sounds great.
And I got an extra success.
All right, so we're at three successes. You guys successfully get there just as one of them breaks from their group of three, like their formation, and almost like nabs. Who would we say the slowest is?
I have a 7.
Oh, you know what? Nat's probably the slowest. He's drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think you and Nat are like hobbling in the back, and then he like grabs at Nat's ankle, and you yank him back just as quick, like just in time, as I think Hiromi's like on the boat, and I think maybe Solo's like pushing off and then hops in the back of the boat, and you guys like kind of carry this current. And you see three thralls right there kind of standing and watching you descent. And you see two more have just curved around, and you see they were just a little too slow to kind of pincer move you guys.
Can I throw a rock at them?
Absolutely.
I don't know how to do that, but I do want to throw a rock at them.
So I believe you have a fight is it might?
Yeah.
Roll your might.
I rolled a 1.
That's a critical success. I'll say you absolutely slam one of their noses with a rock. And it's like a kind of a hefty rock, and so normally it'd just be like, ow, but it breaks his nose. You just broke this guy's nose. He's on the ground. The other guys are like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? And you guys kind of disembark.
I'm going to give the middle finger while we're leaving.
Nice throw, Hiromi.
Thank you. You should try next time. I think you would do great.
So sideways.
You don't know if I'm being genuine or not. She doesn't know either.
Yeah.
My friends are so nice to each other.
You guys push off, and Nat is like, yeah, you guys can drop me off at Pan Corbo. I don't want to hang out with you guys at all anymore.
Now, you just like saved your life.
I just like to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And we were running. I could have talked my way out of it, but you guys like yanked me out of there.
Oh, I paid for your drink back there.
Oh, that's thank you so much. I left my wallet fell out of my pocket in the tavern.
Sure.
So you don't have your wallet with you?
Nope.
You don't have anything?
I have my hats.
I like hats.
They're metaphors.
The metaphorical hats. Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Anyways,
I've got wallets everywhere.
That information.
Oh,
because we got you out of there.
No, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that was the deal.
Yeah. You're not gonna like it.
Okay.
So you're gonna have to find Raylosh Skur. So the issue is that she, she's at the Three C's. Over there. And I think specifically our wayfinder, again, Roland, would know that the Three Seas, so before the Great War, it was a nice kind of almost island. It has a small land bridge, but it is flanked by small seas. And it was vibrant and populated and brilliant and lovely. However, now, sadly, the seas here are ruined by toxic biological debris from the war, and the wonders of the city are out of reach. A phalanx of corrupted loci awaits to punish any so foolish as to enter the city's limits. Every year, the local communities stage a deadly contest, calling on the bravest spears in a challenge to sneak into the city and plunder its secrets.
Oh my god.
So you would very quickly be aware that like so like I don't know if it's something you've done or if like you know people have done it, but spears often attempt to sneak into this place. And Raylosh Skur specifically is an individual who has found a way to live inside of this place without incurring the wrath of the Loci.
He's my hero.
Yeah, and you have to get in there, and that is who the information will be held. So
nice.
It's going to be very difficult to break into this place defended and full of forbidden information. And I think that is where we will end session one. Thank you all so much for listening. Let's go ahead and do a quick sign-off. I've been Adam. This has been Five Gems in a Trench Coat. And to my left.
Hey, guys. I do the Substack and the webcomic called Wisteria Falls. If you want to check it out on Webtoon, Wisteria Falls. And if you want to check out the Substack, Key to Other Worlds. I write things.
He's Tanner.
Yeah, that's
Dude,
Tanner.
I'm Tanner. Give me some sugar, audience, you know?
Yeah.
I'm Kim, playing Kazuko.
And I'm Jesse, playing Roland.
I'm Tanlin, playing Solo. Such a cool name. I'm so cool. I do art, Gremlin Frog art. I don't know if that's where I'm putting it,
no,
but I'm
fine.
Putting it here.
And Sachi, go ahead, and then you can also tell us where to find you.
Hey, hi, my name's Sachi, and you can find me so many different places on the internet. It's really the worst. But generally, various forms of Versace or Versachico, or at Project Medusa, TTRPG, where I'm doing things. I sounded really excited and happy about that. But I'm doing things.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much. And once again, this has been Five Gems on a Trench Coat. You can find us at Five Gems on a Trench Coat on Instagram and what's the other one? TikTok.
TikTok Threads.
And yeah, TikTok Threads. And you can find us at Five Gems Official on X and Blue Sky, Twitter, X, whatever you want to
call
it. That's Five Gems on a Trench Coat, Five Gems Official. Most of us here all work on Advan's Armory at ADAVANS, at Advan's Armory on everything. That's where we make 5e supplemental content. If you like Kim and I, you can come find us on Amateur Dragon Highlander, where we play Commander with cool peeps. It's a great time. We love MTG, Magic the Gathering. And I think that's all the stuff we do.
Yeah.
You can also find us on a bunch of other stuff.
We float
we're
around.
Everywhere. Yeah. I was on, Kim's been on Game Master Monday. I was on Game Master Monday. You can find
it's
us
true.
There. I'm doing other stuff. We're doing so,
we're
so many
doing
things.
Things.
We're so cool. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello! Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on our social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com, super easy. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment if you want to. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye!